The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
From time immemorial, horses have been among humanity's closest animal companions, as they are highly social and intelligent and possess human-like traits. These elegant, beautiful beings enrich our lives through their unconditional love, affection, and friendship, and in times of need, bring us comfort and patiently listen to our worries and concerns.
They are the most sensitive, most caring and loving creatures, and I think from my perspective, horses have come to the earth to show us the beauty. They have given themselves to us, you know, to enjoy their companionship. It's honor that it lets you to come into its atmosphere or into its energy. They can touch you, your heart, your feelings, your emotions, and that is for me it's been a good thing to learn that it's how much they can affect our lives.
In this edition of the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we'll examine the abuse and senseless slaughter that many of our noble equine friends experience each day around the globe. As horse slaughter is banned in the US, every year tens of thousands of these serene, gentle beings, including riding horses, carriage horses, race horses, wild horses, retired circus horses, farm horses, and even stolen horses are inhumanely transported across the border and brutally slaughtered in Canada and Mexico. In 2009, approximately 30,000 horses were shipped to Canada for rendering, with about the same number going to Mexico, their carcasses destined for human consumption or processing as pet food. According to the US-based Animal Welfare Institute, 92% of the horses murdered for meat each year are young, healthy animals who could have enjoyed long lives with loving families, their average age being 7 years or younger. In addition, about 100,000 horses are sent annually from Central and Eastern Europe to France, Italy and Belgium to have their lives callously ended for meat. Kill buyers, as they are called in the US, sometimes purchase horses without telling sellers that the innocent ones will soon have their lives ended for their flesh, or knowingly buy stolen horses and then heartlessly send them to slaughter. Other sources for the dreadful rendering industry are slaughter auctions, where animals are crammed together in chaotic environments to be sold, causing enormous stress that can result in the animals accidentally injuring one another. Once bought, the wounded horses are forced onto old, overloaded trucks, sometimes with two decks meant for pigs or cows, and thus the horses lack adequate headroom. The animals are then transported under extremely cruel, unconscionable conditions, often without food, water, and rest. The suffering can last for days, and there is no protection from extreme weather conditions during the journey. As the trucks shake continuously, the horses struggle to stand and maintain their balance, with many collapsing from weakness during the trip. As the helpless animals struggle in the filth piled on the floor, their inhumanely tight quarters put them in danger of being trampled. Blood stains the railings as tears flow from the frightened animals' eyes, and some simply expire after enduring unending anguish and pain. Horses may also get their delicate legs stuck in the slats on the side of the carriers, as their limbs are repeatedly pulled and twisted while the trucks move along winding roads. At staging posts, the horses are forced off the trucks and made to stand outdoors in all types of weather. Some are unable to stand as their legs have been broken during the nightmarish ride. On arrival, horses that cannot walk are dragged to their deaths with chains or subjected to violent abuse to induce them to stand. This can involve beating with sharp metal rods, kicking or ear pulling. Each year, over 30,000 horses are transported under such conditions from Poland to Italy for rendering. The following is an excerpt from a documentary produced by the UK animal welfare group Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, called Journey to Death, the Live Export of Polish Horses for Meat, which exposes the horrendous, heartless treatment of horses during transport to slaughterhouses.
This is Skaryszew Market, near Warsaw in Poland, a country which still depends heavily on horses. Almost every breed is traded, but traditionally it is farmers who come here to sell surplus animals or to buy new draft horses to haul their carts and pull their ploughs. But almost overnight, tradition is being overturned. And dramatically at that. The majority of buyers are no longer Polish, but Italian. And it isn't strength they're looking for, but animals to kill, butcher, and sell as meat for human consumption. To satisfy the demand for fresh meat, the horses are transported by road to Italy and Sardinia to be slaughtered. A nightmare journey of over 2,000 kilometres, lasting as long as 5 days. Already stressed and fearful, it will break their spirit entirely. Many will go without food, water or rest for the whole journey. Scores will suffer dreadful injuries, and some will die amidst the horror of it all.
When Stop Animal Cruelty returns, we'll continue describing the unconscionable killing of our kind, gentle equine friends. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. The subject of today's programme is the merciless horse slaughtering industry. Journey to Death, The Live Export of Polish Horses for Meat is a documentary produced by the UK-based animal welfare group Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, that graphically depicts how horses are cruelly and appallingly transported from Poland to slaughterhouses in Italy.
These scenes were shot in Hungary, just halfway through the journey to death. These horses were unloaded simply so that one which was critically injured could be removed. Regardless of their condition and state of utter exhaustion, all are reloaded to continue the journey, without rest and without food. And the worst part is still to come.
Once they reach their deadly destination, the remaining horses, who have barely survived days of unimaginable torment and suffering, are dragged or whipped off the trucks into holding pens. Being highly sensitive, the horses placed in the pens can keenly sense the fear and terror of those being ruthlessly murdered in the killing area. And if used at all, the implements for stunning the horses before slaughter, such as electrified pins, are usually ineffective, so the animals die while fully conscious. The smell of blood and the sound of desperate cries surround the quivering horses as an utterly horrid, violent death awaits them at the end of their long, ghastly journey. A horse is typically shot with a rifle or captive bolt gun, a pressurized weapon the slaughterer holds to the animal's forehead and fires. The fired gun brutally rams a 10-centimeter metal rod into the horse's brain, and this is often done 3 or 4 times before the horse becomes still. The noble being is then dumped on the killing floor, and her throat is slashed open so she bleeds to death.
The horses in the slaughterhouses are absolutely petrified. They know that they're next in line and that they are going to be killed. The holding area that I witnessed was very poorly structured. You had a number of horses, approximately 7 horses, and then they're just brought in one by one into the next compartment, which was a restraining cell, and then a shot in the head. So they could well see what happens to their friends as they're gradually brought in one by one. There was this one vision of this horse that stuck in my head, and I'll never forget it. He was standing there as the man was trying to point the gun at his head and get a clean shot, and he just refused to look into the barrel of the gun. He did everything that he could to try and turn his head away. He moved it to the right and he moved it to the left and just kept to-ing and fro-ing. And I thought it was just such a brave act for this animal to know it was moments from death and to try and extend his life by only a matter of seconds or minutes. It really does indicate how beautiful and intelligent these creatures are.
The way in which these precious beings' lives are ended can be even more primitive, depending on the country and facility in which the abhorrent equine butchery takes place. In Mexico, one practice is to stab horses in the back of the neck several times with a puntilla knife to sever their spinal cords, paralyzing their bodies but leaving them fully conscious for the chilling horrors that await. Twitching on the ground in agony, they may then die of suffocation as their lungs fail, or finally succumb to massive blood loss and dismemberment.
Really gruesome procedure that they do once they've cut the horses up and cut off their legs. They tear a big portion of the skin back from the neck and the head area and tie it to a chain, and then they restrain the dead horse or the carcass, and they drive a tractor which is connected to this chain away from the horse, and you actually see the tension between the skin and the horse as it gradually rips off the horse. And then there's just this release as the final bit of skin is just taken from the horse's carcass, and it's just left with this flesh and muscle. It's really sad to see what they're reduced to. The smell that permeates a slaughterhouse is enough to turn anybody's stomach. You just see blood everywhere, limbs being thrown around, flesh, eyes. It's parts of an animal, anything that nobody ever wants to see.
To help stop the gruesome abuse, mistreatment, and violent killing of our noble horse friends, please write and call your local and national government officials to let them know this practice needs to end immediately. And also contact your local equine protection group. Furthermore, we can each help end the suffering and agony of all our animal co-inhabitants by refraining from buying leather, meat, and other animal-based products. Please adopt the compassionate, organic, vegan lifestyle today so that slaughterhouses will close their doors forever and our planet will once again become a loving, peaceful place to live. We sincerely thank Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, and all the other groups working to halt the massacre of horses. For more information on horse protection, please visit the following websites: Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, www.viva.org.uk, The Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, horseracingkills.com. Esteemed viewers, thank you for joining us for today's programme. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News. May heaven's light shine on all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.